variation to this question as well. Is the government spying on reporters right now?
Wow. I hear you laughing. See, here's the dark side. Because there's a whole lot I still have not shared fully publicly, okay? Although I've shared this with 9/11 congressional investigators, and I've shared it with others in Congress when I was still in the government as a senior executive. I've made allusions to it in other public fora. I've written about it. I remember what happened in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, right? Where instruments of national power were used against reporters. Instruments of national power were used against activists or protesters. Those that became, quote-unquote, designated as enemies of the state. Remember, at one point, Daniel Ellsberg himself was declared to be the most dangerous man in America. Okay? I became an enemy of the state. I will tell you, without equivocation, that the surveillance system that was the illegal surveillance system that was put into place after 9/11 and grew from there and came to a huge head in 2004 when James Comey, remember that incident? And if you follow what's going on right now with this documentary and Dick Cheney, very interesting what Cheney is now saying unapologetically and also what really was going on, because he kept the truth, apparently, from his own president regarding very senior officials and very senior lawyers who were about to resign over the secret domestic surveillance program. Why? Because it was illegal. I will simply tell you that an aspect of that secret surveillance program called Stellar Wind at the time, I believe it's gone through some name changes since, included surveilling reporters and journalists. Remember, if you're wired, if you wired the electronic system, it makes it very, very difficult, unless you engage in other means, to get information to a reporter or a journalist. And obviously, if you're concerned about disclosures that they call leaks that are unauthorized, wow, you just keep tap on any and all connections that are made to certain reporters and journalists. And that net just widens. And so I know for a fact that that factually took place in secret. This is no different, but on a much larger scale, than what happened during the 60s and 70s. Where they were wiretapping reporters and journalists to ensure to find out who their sources were. If you know who the sources are, guess what? I don't really have to go after the journalist directly. I'll just go after the source. So here's really where it gets extremely troubling for me and most disturbing. As a result of my own case, I had contact, and this is another paradox of what happened to me. I went from having gone to one reporter to having interactions with any number of reporters, on and off the record. Any number of them have told me privately, and it's chilling, that even long-time, deep sources in government are increasingly reluctant to speak even off the record, even on deep background. Guess why? They're afraid.